This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
And welcome to another episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
Blast off. Well, that just like the foam top, the little foam kiss nice. You get.
I wonder if people get grossed out by that. Like us doing this. We've been doing this now for so long that I don't ever think about the fact that like...
The ASMR aspect of it?
Yeah, and it's not necessarily like a hot thing. You know, like, you know, people do the like...
Do it for me. Do it for me.
Do what, the drinking?
Just, yeah.
Okay.
You hear it. It sounds... It's honestly soothing.
You like it?
It does. I do like it.
Is it because it like signals a good time's coming?
It definitely sounds like good time's coming because it either sounds like a beer being sipped.
Or a bong being ripped.
Or a bong being ripped, you know. Both of which are soothing sounds, even though like at this point, your boy's not ripping bongs anymore. That's a surefire way for me to like... Yeah, that's a surefire way for me to lose vision for like a, like probably like 12 seconds.
Wow.
Get maybe the cold sweats.
I have this guy I work with. Good buddy. He is an amazing guy, but he gets grumpy. So literally he has next to him like a full blown bong.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime he starts getting, I just go bong.
Bong
and then he hits it. And then all of a sudden he's happy again. And I'm like, all right, if that's all it takes for some people, I'm a big fan. Like
my friends and I were bong boys. In high school, like
no.
Everyone I knew was, yeah, right? Shocking.
What?
Shocking revelation.
The yeah. Bong Boys, that's got to be like a weed company.
I can't, it should be, right? We coined it. You heard it here right, first, hey, ladies and
you
gentlemen.
You guys can't take it.
But yeah, we were, believe it or not, that was a big thing for us.
That's true. I feel like in high school, bongs were like everyone, it was like, oh, bongs. That we was went, like a very much a thing. I don't hear about bongs. Or is it just that we're not like 18 anymore?
I don't know. I think the culture's kind of shifted. That's my guess at least. I mean, I don't know. I mean, like I'm assuming this because now vape pens are like a whole thing and
that's
like
true.
Vaping.
Why would you go throw that work?
It's so stealthy uh-huh. versus like you, a bong is like a whole process and to do and this sure. thing you have to have. But like, dude, we had the carrying cases for them. We were all hiding them from our moms. Like,
sure.
How do you hide that?
Well, I also like they have a case, you know, like it's like a, no, the big, it's like,
they were so funny. Like these like sleeping bag cases right. for them.
Well, there were like, did you have like the nice ones? Cause I remember going
yes.
like smoke shops. They had like really, you know, amazing art with like a, I remember seeing ones with wizards and princesses and it was just so those like were, insane.
Those were, to me, those were the low hanging fruit. Those were like the, oh, you've smoked weed once. So you're
oh.
buying that. The high quality stuff you wanted looked like lab material.
It looked like a Bunsen burner type
like
thing.
Like Erlenmeyer flasks. That's yeah. like the triangular bottom.
Yeah.
That was really ideal for milking it. Or some people I knew like the straight shooters. I was never really into that. It just, there's not enough water. It just got gross way too fast to me.
Got it.
The real key was that we were all into Roars.
That's Roars, a brand.
German glass, the Roars. Yeah. It was interesting. So we walked into, I mean, we were nerds on this shit.
You so, were weed nerds.
Big time. And I walked into a smoke shop with my friend to buy papers for, of all things, just rolling tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
And but they had like a crazy ass bong display back there and we were just walking through it and I was like, there's, I don't recognize any of the brands. Like when we were kids, it was like Roar and Illadelph, that was the top shelf.
Okay.
And then there was like some subsidiary like local companies, but really like if you wanted international top shelf, top tier, high value brands, those were the two.
Those were the two.
Yeah, that was it. That was all there was.
Mm.
And that was like, I don't know, it was a simpler time. I mean, weed was illegal. You had to get in the back of some sketchy ass dude's Suburban with like four of his friends, and you always thought you were going to get robbed or jumped.
Right. And isn't it funny that you could sell that, like, it was illegal, but you could go to a place and they sold everything you needed for that illegal
for
thing.
For tobacco, Evan.
Right, right. Yeah, because I know a lot of my friends were big. They would buy huge bongs for tobacco.
Yeah.
Like, isn't it funny?
Oh, I need this vaporizer for my tobacco. Yeah.
I need this 8-foot bong because tonight we're having a party and everyone's doing tobacco.
Actually, and you know what? My tolerance is so high. I need that attached to a gas mask. Right.
Because I love smoking cigarettes, but I can't get enough cigarettes going.
It's too much oxygen, really. So... I don't know, that was funny. That was just like a funny thing. Like looking back on our youth, and I was talking to my friend. I mean, when you're in it like that, nothing hits the same.
Yeah.
So you have to use the bong. And my friend was talking about it. He's like, it finally took me smashing mine into pieces in the trash can to break the habit.
Wow.
Because he was like, I would throw it away and the next day he would pull it out of the trash can.
Sure. Again. I sympathize with that, by the way.
I understand.
I'm a big, I could totally throw something away and just rip it out of the trash the next day.
So he's like, I literally had to shatter it in order to like stop myself.
And you're like, I'm young and I'm broke, so I can't buy another one kind of situation. Dude, are you pretty good at quitting stuff? Like let's just say.
If I make my mind up.
Like, let's just say you're like, you know, I don't know. I've been eating gummy bears 24/7. It's gotten out of hand. But you're like super addicted to gummy bears. And you're like, all I eat is gummy bears. I feel sick all the time, but I want them so bad. Are you like, I wean off the gummy bears? Or are you like, oh, cold turkey and it's no problem?
Cold turkey.
And you can do it and it doesn't bother you?
It's not that it's no problem, but for me, there's no middle ground. I don't believe in weaning off of things. That just feels like, what is that? Like, I don't know.
No, you're a jump in head first guy. Whatever it is.
Yeah, like I'll start slow, but if it's time to quit something, it's just hard. Like, you just stop. You just gotta stop it. Like cigarettes, that's how I was.
You just one day. Boom.
Except my weaning was like,
Jewels or something.
No, because I quit smoking before any of that stuff. It was mostly just like, Well, I had like, my mouth was just getting fucked up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my mouth was getting fucked up. I had to have a gum graft when I was like in my early 20s.
Because of how much you were smoking cigarettes?
It was a combo of
maybe
things.
You were susceptible to it.
I wasn't even smoking that much, to be honest. I wasn't like someone who smoked like an excessive amount of cigarettes. I probably had like 7 or 8 cigarettes a day.
Yeah, but that's like a decent amount. That's enough to like start doing
stuff.
Well,
and on top of like smoking weed.
Yeah,
drinking.
Yeah,
that was like college days when like I was drinking hard alcohol more, and that was like I had to go see a gum doctor, and he was like, "Yeah, he's like honestly,
like, do you smoke it? No."
Well, he was actually like the hard alcohol is actually far worse. It was just like they were all working together to just basically not be
to make your life hell.
Yeah,
you're like you got a great.
So it was an easy
things.
Like actually, yeah. I had a very easy time quitting cigarettes because of that, and I stopped drinking hard alcohol for an extremely like even now like I can't I don't really drink cocktails at all.
Oh really?
Yeah, like I don't really like taking shots. Well, I really like the taste of like a good whiskey,
a good cocktail. Yeah,
just a good But like,
well, dude, it's funny. I feel like my knee. In the surgery is probably similar to the graph you had where it's like once something happens that's actually really scary, you're like, oh, I'm not gonna do any stupid stuff that's gonna cause my knee to have a problem ever again. No. Like I'm never gonna play basketball, I'm never gonna be jumping on things, like I'm gonna work my knee out, I'm gonna be super safe, I'm gonna take care of it because this sucked so bad. Versus like people that are like, I don't know, I've been doing all this crazy, like people who like party for 50 years, they're like, nothing really bad's happened, so like why should I, or like I know I should stop, but there's not that like,
yeah. And I firmly believe like our bodies are just different. Some people's,
dude, why
like,
can people, why can old, like we can meet a grandma that's 106 and she's just ripping cigarettes
and like perfect teeth,
no problem,
and you're like how,
and then you go,
dude,
to the doctor,
like,
and they're like perfect health.
I smoked for like 2 years and I like my gums went away. Like, that makes no sense, you know?
It's crazy.
Or you have like friends where the people who they start smoking and they become like a burnout.
Right.
And then you have people who are like high level accountants
and they're
high doing math.
Right.
And you're like,
it is weird. We're all different.
That is not the same. That is not how my brain operates.
The rules
on that
don't apply to everyone.
Those commercials where they showed like an egg frying.
Yeah.
That is my brain on drugs. I can't do high level math, you know? I'm like, I'm good for cartoons.
Yeah, I'm good for cartoons, I'm good for chilling, I'm good for some surf. Can we talk about your surf trip?
My eyeballs are sunburned.
I was going to say look bloodshot. So either you've been hitting that bong again or not.
I actually, this is the longest time I've gone without smoking weed.
How long has it been?
Since I left for the trip.
Okay, so like a week?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's actually big to all of you laughing at me, and that's a big deal.
I love that. You mean since you started smoking weed, that's the longest you've gone, would you say?
No, but like in recent years, that's probably the longest I've gone. Okay. But the trip was phenomenal, start to finish. It's the best. We were all saying it's the best surf trip we've ever had. We landed on zero sleep. We left LA at midnight. We didn't sleep at all. And we got, fucking Volaris.
Oh, you flew Volaris?
Volaris is an airline you have to fly on because you just don't have options, but no one actually enjoys it.
I'm sure there was Delta or something, but it was like three times the price kind of thing.
Dude, the seats were like, this flight was from, like this plane was from the 80s.
No, Volaris is like Spirit,
there was
but
no
worse.
Padding in this. I could like feel the metal underneath my seats. And they were like scratched up and the headset, you couldn't move the head thing at all. And you're just like squished in there. It's only like a 3.5 hour flight to Mexico City, but it was god awful.
Yeah, brutal.
And it's the worst customer service I've ever experienced.
Those are buses in the air. Those are public buses in the air. They're not looking to like make sure that you have the hors d'oeuvres you're interested in.
My buddy puts his foot down in certain occasions.
Like he gets real stubborn.
Yeah. So like we were in a row where it was like, three people were in the row, and there was a row next to us. No one was in it.
Completely empty.
So he moves over there, so we can just like have some space.
And they go, sir, that is not your seat.
The stewardess wants him to move really bad, and he's like, why? And she's like, that's not your assigned seat. And he goes, okay, but I'm uncomfortable in my assigned seat. No one's sitting here, so I'm just going to sit here. And she's like, no, sir, like you didn't pay for that seat. If you sit there, I'm going to have to pay for it.
What?
And my friend was just like, no, you're not. No, you're not. And she was like, yeah. And he speaks fluent Spanish. And at that point, he was just like, started talking to her in Spanish. He's like, no, you're not going to have to. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And all these people were just like, oh my God. And yeah. she was like, sir, you need to move. He's like, no, I don't. I'm going to sit right here. And he's like, I don't care if you don't like pay it. I don't care if you don't sell me drinks. I'm not going back. I'm sitting right here. That's bullshit. And just sat there for the rest of the flight. I fucking love, I love being with him for that reason. Cause I'm like, that's how we just both get infuriated about
by
those
injustice.
Things.
No, can,
well,
no,
not,
can
not
I give
about
a counter?
Injustice.
Can I give a counterpoint?
Yeah.
I think the idea is that it keeps people from moving to whatever chair they want. Because at the end of the day, like someone else would love to have sit there, but they can't.
But everyone knows once everyone gets on the plane, it's first come, first served to the open seat.
I agree.
If it's not first class, if you're not doing a class upgrade, who the fuck cares? Like, honestly, at the end of the day,
you snooze, you lose, you didn't get to that.
You didn't get to the open row and you're not sleeping on the plane. That's your fault. That's your fault.
See, what I would have threatened him with was you're going to have to pay for that extra seat. And we're going to charge your card.
I've been like, how?
Well, your card already paid for this seat.
They don't know where you sit. They have to ask you for your ticket to be like, weren't you assigned seats, sir? So,
okay, so your friend.
And this isn't like a dig on flight stewardesses. This is a dig on Volaris staff.
Yeah, like obviously this
one. It is the singular airline where I experience this almost every time I fly.
Well, she's clearly just trying to do her job,
which is to basically make everyone upset.
I don't think that's her job title.
It's. Maybe not, but it's sort of like the secret menu. You know what I mean? Like, okay. I consistently have a bad time flying Volaris, but
yeah,
it takes me
sure.
to a place I really enjoy.
But
so
she probably isn't happy working for Volaris because,
you know, they
she deals with your friend.
I will say they all look miserable.
Well, yeah, because they know that everyone's miserable. Then people are getting mad. So they're having to deal with customers who are unhappy.
I don't understand it. Yeah. I literally don't understand. It's because they're on like an old stinky plane that definitely people used to smoke cigarettes on.
Oh, yeah.
Like every other airline wouldn't fly it, but you'd fly it on Volaris.
Right.
Okay, broads, interrupting the bros. So, you know those errands that you swear only take 5 minutes, but in actuality, from start to finish, it always takes way longer than that, and it eats the rest of your day or your time set aside for other tasks, and then you're behind, or suddenly your whole schedule is off? For me, that was always the post office. In theory, it should take 5 minutes, right? In and out, boom, boom. In actuality, driving there in LA traffic, no less, 15 minutes, finding parking, 5 minutes, standing in line, at least 10 minutes. I mean, all said and done, a quote unquote 5 minute errand could end up taking closer to 45 minutes, which is why I don't go to the post office at all anymore. I use stamps.com.
I do not miss those post office days at all. When you start using stamps.com, it's an errand of the past because in an instant, you can do everything you would normally do at the post office from your home computer with a regular printer. You don't need any special equipment. You're able to compare different shipping carriers. You can find the best rates, delivery times, print labels, schedule pickups from your house. Even track your packages all the way through delivery. It's incredible.
Amazing. And if you plan on using Stamps.com to help run your small business, which I highly recommend, Stamps.com makes it even easier by integrating seamlessly with Shopify, Amazon, Etsy, eBay, and more. And don't forget, you'll even get access to savings you can't get at the post office, like up to 30% off USPS rates and 86% off UPS shipping rates.
That makes a huge difference.
It's huge. And especially if you're running your own small business.
Oh, you need it.
Massive.
Don't mail and ship the hard way. Sign up with Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code Chatty for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts are necessary. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the mic at the top of the homepage, enter code Chatty.
Okay, so I'm freaking out over my hair. I'll be honest, it's never looked or felt better.
It really is. Stunning.
Thank you. I had the pixie cut for a while, which you never know, I may go back to, and I loved it, but I wanted to do something new, and you all know my hair struggles. The only thing that helped grow my hair personally for me was Vegamore. Vegamore is unbelievable, and thank you to Vegamore because it's looking longer, it's growing, it's feeling stronger and healthier than I ever thought it could.
Yeah, so they take a total clean and vegan approach to hair health. They use a system of smart botanicals instead of harmful chemicals, and that promotes visibly thicker, fuller, healthier, longer looking hair without all of the other crap. And their entire collection is made totally cruelty free and without harmful chemicals, like I was saying, like parabens or hormones.
And if you're looking to add length and fullness like I'm currently, go with the Grow Revitalizing Shampoo and Conditioner Kit, which starts to increase hair strength and thickness from the roots down. The thing that I love is that you're not adding this like extra step to your routine. Just shampoo and condition as you normally would. But with these products, it's the easiest way to stick to your routine and make sure that you get the results you're looking for. I'm loving what I've been seeing so far by using Vegamore, and I can't wait to see what it looks like in a few more weeks and even months.
Give your hair exactly what it's been craving with Vegamore. Go to vegamore.com/chatty and use code Chatty to save 20% on your first order. That's spelled VEGAMOUR.com/chatty and use code Chatty to save 20% at vegamore.com/chatty. I also am obsessed with their dry shampoo. Even if you're not interested, if you don't need a growth product in particular, the dry shampoo, it's like the only one I can find that doesn't have a bunch of toxins that make me feel like I'm choking when I use it.
It's incredible. Love it.
Anyway, whatever. That was the bad part of the trip. The good part of the trip was everything other than the airplane.
Okay.
And our boards arrived safe, which I will say thank you to the baggage handlers for that.
Thank you to Volaris.
But from the moment we got off, we had our cab driver stop at this one wave called Barra de la Cruz, aka Barra. And
oh, so you didn't get to your destination. You stopped and surfed immediately.
Immediately. Because it was good. And then, and that's like a, you're lucky to get that wave.
Got it.
By yourself. That's a popular spot. And then we drove 2.5 hours down to where we were at, and we scored all day, every day. And there were specific...
Oh, so the waves are perfect every day.
Yeah. But where you're at, like, some points, like, you still have to, like, take all the factors into consideration. Tide, wind, swell,
sure.
Directions of all of these things all have to line up to make certain spots work. Our dude was just on it.
He knew
everywhere he was like, this is where we're going. We went and it was pristine. And he'd be like, we're only going to stay here for like this long. Then we're shifting gears and we're going over to this spot. One wave in particular is a really sought after wave called Chippewa. It's like one of the longest right-hand point breaks in the world. It's like 200 to 300 meters. We caught it for the only 2 to 3 hour window that entire week where it was connecting from the top of the point all the way to the bottom. And we surfed it with like maybe six other people. And I'm telling my wave, our wave count conservatively every day was 70s. We surfed like, we were surfing probably six hours a day. It was insane, dude.
Now, by day like four, are you kind of like,
by day four, we had gone,
I don't know if I want to surf today kind of thing.
By day four, we had gone to the pharmacy to buy Adderall to be able to continue surfing.
I was going to say, I feel like, so with golf, I've never done surf trips like this, but you know, I grew up surfing a little bit and you know, not like I was never like super, super good, but like I definitely was like an amateur surfer. I could go out and surf, whatever. But like I would have those days where you'd surf for 3-4 hours in a couple days in a row. And then by like day three, I'm just kind of like, I'm kind of over surfing. Same with golf. I've gone on golf trips where it's like you do 2 a days. And then by like the third day, you're kind of like, I don't think I want to golf today.
Well, it's like surfing's just so different than any other sport because there's something like so intimate between you and the ocean.
And every wave is completely new. Every wave so it's very like exhilarating that thing way.
That you only you experience it. And so like it's a very passionate like sport.
Sure.
You know, no. Like every sport is, but there's something so intrinsically unique about that to me. Like in rock climbing, the climb doesn't change unless someone breaks it.
Right. It's right there.
But like the rock doesn't just like come up a certain time of the year.
Every day the rock's not a new formation.
When the wind is perfect and the moon is in a certain sort of alignment, which is what surfing is. That's how, that is literally not an, that is exactly what it is. It's not an exaggeration. It's honestly an understatement.
And to add to your point, there's nothing, you're in water. I mean, you're riding a natural like occurrence. Like it really is like, I've told friends who'd never surfed before, like being in a barrel is one of the most, like you can't really experience
there's nothing like
that.
It.
It's like completely one of one.
There's also like, just because we scored at this time of the year, if I were to go next year, the same hurricane isn't going to be happening on the other side of the world, creating the same conditions. You know what I mean? It's like, it's once in a lifetime,
right?
Every wave.
Right.
And like, maybe that's a little too poetic for some, but that is what it is. So it was just very magical from start to finish. It felt like a dream, like a perfect dream. I'm waiting for something awful to happen to me.
Because so it was that amazing for you.
It was that incredible.
Wow.
And then
dude, that's amazing. Congrats.
Thank you. I mean, on my very last, our last 2 days, we were taking a boat out to like a really isolated spot. And like, we were told there was going to be one other boat there when we pulled up, that they were going to be leaving at a certain time. And we pull up and it's, do you know who Alex Nost is?
No.
He's a pro surfer from Costa Mesa, but he's there with a couple buddies. And we were like, no fucking way. And so we were like, do you mind if we like crash the party? And he's like, no, not at all. Like hop in the water. And we just like had a session with someone that we like follow. Look up to, and like stylize. You know, just be like, dude, like I want to surf like him, and he's in the water. So we were like, dude, we want to go back to that same spot the next day. And so we show up super early. We're the only boat out there. We like the, our guide was talking to the charter service and he's like, look, like there technically isn't a boat available, but the people who were supposed to be on it yesterday never showed up and they booked it again for today. So like,
there's a chance they might not.
No, he just goes, so fuck them. I'm just not going to take them. You guys show up earlier and I'm just going to take you guys and there just isn't going to be a boat for them. Because that's how this shit is. And so like, we're like, sick. That's cool for us. So we get out there early. We're surfing like by ourselves, completely by ourselves for like 2 hours. And all of a sudden, like the wave starts really working. Like the morning sickness kind of got out of it. That's like when it's, you know, it was kind of stormy the day before. So conditions just weren't as clean as they were supposed to be. But then it really started to clean up as the tide was dropping. And like three boats roll up. And we were like, motherfuckers, like who are these guys like coming in? You know, it's like surfing's very.
You know, no, you, and what's so special too, like when you like have a, like when you have a place,
there's nothing,
and no one's around, and you just have the spa, and you're with your couple buddies, and you're just having that experience, and then all of a sudden someone comes in, you're like,
it's very territorial.
Well, you just feel like now that experience has been muddled down.
The bubble,
I have to fight for every little moment. It's like,
it's not just you and the boys anymore, and the concern is really the vibes that these new people are going to bring into your situation. Yeah. It's really like being on drugs, and so. Anyway, these guys pull over like three boats, dude.
Like, that's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people to come into the point. One of the boats goes on shore and just starts unloading camera gear. And we're like,
that's serious.
What's going on
serious.
Here? Alex Nost pulls back up.
Oh, cool.
And then all of a sudden we see this other dude and we're like, And we were like, just like
that guy. By the way, Mikey February sounds like a fake person.
No, he
is. Hey, Mikey February's
dude. He is style god. And we were just like,
is this shortboard, longboard? What is this?
He does everything. He's just all these guys. They're not CT or like pro surfers.
Oh, they're more like Instagram
they're pro
dudes.
Surfers. They're like they are lifestyle.
Got it.
They're the Vans team. So the Vans team just showed up, and we were like,
And so you guys were fanboying big time.
Well, we were playing it cool.
Right, but inside you were
freaking out. And they were just like, hey, do you guys mind? We're like, no.
Like they asked.
And we just like, they had the camera set up, dude, and we just seshed for like 4 hours. And the whole time we kept whispering to each other, like, dude, you know, can you believe this is
happening?
And we were like talking about the mechanics together, like about this, like the takeoff was super tricky. Like it was this whole thing where we were like, I couldn't have asked for a capstone to like a better situation.
It was the perfect ending to the trip.
And then they were like, where are you guys going? When we had to leave, we're like, dude, we have a flight. They're like, oh shit.
Because like, we just come down here and stay down here for a limitless time.
We scored this window of swell where like it changed from 3 to 4 feet to like 5 to 7 for the entire 7 day period we were there. And on the 8th day, it was supposed to pick up to 8 to 12 feet.
And they're the rest like, why would you leave?
For the rest of that week, it's supposed to be 8 to 12 feet. It's like right now. So they striked it down there through their sponsors just for that window.
Oh, God.
So we caught them all on their warm-up day. And so it was just like, dude, it was awesome. It was just awesome. And like, yeah, anyway, it was just incredible. And now I'm back to reality and... it doesn't feel like anything ever happened.
Right.
And I
don't feel like you just woke up from a dream.
Pretty much. Wow. And now I'm just like back into the regular swing of things. What I am pleased to say though is when we get to the recap, this week's episode was, I thought it was really good.
Sick.
I thought it was really good. I shed a tear in this week's
episode. You shed a tear?
I cried, dude.
Whoa.
I was in an emotional state. I'm like, I had such a positive experience and now I'm like, I'm all like charged up.
Question to wrap that up. When you come back from a trip like that,
yeah,
or any overly great experience, do you savor it to take into your life, or are you just sad you're not back there?
I think this is one you savor, because it was like, it's, I don't think I'll ever have a surf trip as consistent as that.
Like, as just picture perfect.
The first time I went to Oaxaca was like the best surf trip I'd had. And that was with one of my buddies I was with and like a couple other friends. And we were there for 5 days and I think we surfed 3.
Got it.
So like, and that was an amazing surf trip.
Right.
And then like,
well, this was 7 days straight every
and it
day.
Wasn't like, it wasn't like, oh, it was the conditions were good enough to surf. It was standout conditions. Like, all you could ever ask for.
Right. When the stars aligned perfectly.
It was like fake. It didn't make sense. So it was just sort of like one of those things where like we were just saying like the whole time we were just like so grateful for
and
whatever
you're just
the
eating
hell
delicious
was going
food
on.
At night.
Oh my God,
yeah.
Dude. We were pigging out.
Yeah, because you were just working out for 7 hours.
You're pigging
out. Dude, that sounds amazing. Well, congrats
so
on
fun.
An amazing
Thank
trip.
You. Thank you. Yeah.
I didn't go to Oaxaca. So I was working.
You were in the doctor's office, I saw.
No. PT, physical therapy.
PT, there we go. Yeah.
I go a couple times a week. Dude, look at this. Are you seeing this? Are you
it's
seeing this
normal.
Mobility right now, you guys? Look at this. That's hard work and dedication right there.
You look like a dancer.
You know what I'm saying?
Look at that flexibility, you guys.
Oh, actually, you want to hear something funny? Did I tell you about this?
No. Nope.
I showed up to the PT office the first time. Not the first time, but I went to this new place. It's like a sports place. Every time I go in there, I don't know much about like pro athletes in regards to like who's hot right now or who's what. But every time I go in there, there's just people that look like they're professional athletes, like dudes who look like Vikings, people that are 6'6", huge. So it's like a very high level sports place, whatever. And they're just me, you know, walking in like not even in shape, whatever. Anyway, so I had this trainer, PT lady, and she's like 30 years in the business, whatever, whatever. So she's like, I want to start with just a bit of stretching and just going to see where you're at. So she lays me on my back, gives me a belt, okay, puts it around my foot, pulls it back, and I stop when I can't go anymore. She's like, okay, go ahead and start. When I'm at my max. Okay. So yeah, she
you
thinks
can start. You can no, start
no, no,
now.
No, she literally thinks I'm just kind of like adjusting the strap, and I'm like,
"We're there.
We're done." And she starts busting out laughing in my face. She couldn't. She figured I was joking of how bad it was. She was just like, "Stop! All right, go ahead." And I'm like, "I'm not kidding." And she was like, "Oh my God." You need to stretch more. Like, she literally like said that right to my face.
Like, I love doctors like that.
She couldn't believe it. She was just like, are you kidding?
There's nothing I love more than like a doctor like that. Who's just like
roasted me.
It's the best.
Roasted me.
Cause then I'll listen to them.
No, you trust them. They're like, it's kind of like, you know what that I equate that to the server at the restaurant that goes, don't get the meatballs. They're trash.
I appreciate
you're
like, it.
Oh, okay. You're not just trying to sell me the most expensive like,
thank
thing.
You.
They're like, you know what's good? The surf and turf. And you're like, obviously, because it's the most expensive every thing on the
time,
menu. You
every
know
time
what
I point
you know what else is
out.
Really good? The tomahawk steak. You're like, of course it is. But when someone goes like, honestly, the tomahawk steak's overpriced, not that good. Then you're like, I trust you.
And you're like, I'd go ribeye. And you're like, really?
Really? God, tell me
well,
more.
I think I'll go tomahawk.
I think now I don't trust you. Do you just you're just no. playing with them now?
You just yeah, you want to it's like I just appreciate the honesty of it.
Oh, she but just roasted me.
I love that, especially when you're dealing with health, because it's like, what am I are you kidding? Like
right. We like, all you know we're lying to each other.
I
here.
Know I'm a piece of shit. I'm like, when I go to the doctor and they're like, oh, you're in like peak, but it's like, no, come on. Like seriously. Right. It's like going to the dentist and they're like, do you floss? And you're like, and they're just like, okay, you need to start.
You're like, if I say no, will it be reported back to my insurance?
Or people who floss like the day before they go to the and they just walk into the dentist and gums bleeding already. Yeah,
they're like, I floss, see? They're like, no proof. You want to get into this episode?
Yeah.
Let's get into it. Week 6. I mean, we start with the demise of Nate.
That's why I cried.
You cried?
I was crying when Gabby was crying. It hit me so hard.
The way she cries makes you cry. I get that. Well, I felt the emotions of it.
And it
time.
Was so, she was trying not to the whole time. She was really trying to just like get her words out. And it wasn't like to showcase how much she felt for him. It was like super real. And I was like, I was also getting really upset with Nate. Because I was like, why are you not fighting for her? Why are you just accepting this?
Well, it was interesting. She had the type of cry that was, like you said, she wasn't emotional. She was sobbing. Because it was the, and I just want to tell you. It was like, you know when you're crying so hard you can't even breathe?
She was really trying not to break down. Yeah, and she was like just holding it. And just like really trying to just be like, just like that's not what she wanted to do. And like.
And she was. And she cried immediately. Did you notice this? And she's like, I just wanted to tell you that. And it's like, oh my God, dude. She started sobbing
his
immediately.
Face, dude, he
did
was you, like, what the hell is
the
going
panic?
On? Yeah.
He had, I will say this, that was a true face of surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he couldn't believe it. He was just like, you know, a lot of guys get
well, because they were literally having, she's like, let's sit on this park bench right here. And he's like, yeah. And then she's like, oh, okay. He's like, what the fuck? Like, what's happening?
There was no, she doesn't have a buildup with a cry. She's like, hey, I just wonder if we could sit over here. And you're like, oh what?
But so I just
you
can
tell she was holding it in and it just burst out.
But, I think, okay, back to I the think how he thing. Handled himself was like, He did a good job, as always, but I was really upset that she was giving him all of the fuel to fight back, and he didn't do it once. And it, to me, I thought, like, maybe he was thinking about it of, like, what are the rules on this? Like, is he going to look like an asshole if he's, like, no, like, you don't want to actually do that? Like, is that, like, coerced? Like, you know, but to me, I was, like, when she said, like, and I know that if I meet her, I'm going to fall in love with her, I wanted to be, like, I wanted to, like, scream at them and just be, like, you are so afraid right now because you have no idea what it's going to be like. But that's not a reason to not do something. If anything, that's just a reason to keep him on through hometowns so you can experience that side of yourself. Because she's, I think she's so afraid of that because she's so traumatized by her relationship with her mom that she's like, doesn't think that she could be a good mom. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's not a reason to not try. That's not a reason to not see the, like, hometowns is still, you don't, it's not like you're, it's not like if you go to hometowns with Nate, you guys are guaranteed to get married. It's more just like, dude, like, and that's what I was just really upset with him for, not just being like,
talking her,
we don't
it.
Have to do this. It doesn't have to be like that. Your fears aren't a reality yet. None of that is happening. None of that is happening yet. Okay. So why are we going to stop this right now? Now
I understand. Here's my counterpoint. I understand him not fighting for it because I understand. Like, to me, I thought it was brave of her to be like, because I think there is levels of, like, yes, traumatized by her mother, fearful of the love, fearful of being a bad mom or whatever, you know, all that fear. But I do also understand being like, I don't even love someone yet. And to think about raising a child, like, I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not in that window yet. Like, I'm not divorced and have a child of my own. So I know what the whole process, like, I don't even have a boyfriend yet. And I'm not even in the world of, like, raising children. So, like, I understand that level for her being like, deep down, I know I'm not looking to be a mom right now. I'm just looking for someone to love. And then on his end, like, I was kind of putting myself in his place and I go, to be honest with you, if I was falling for someone and they voiced this to me, I would probably go, you know what? Thank you for telling me. I'm not in the business of trying to convince someone to be in a relationship with me because I have a kid, because I know how hard it is to, like, raise a child. I just know that it would be really hard over time once actually things get hard to, like, that's all I'm saying. But is, like, I understand both ends there.
Both me and you were surprised to become dads.
Yes, but we were already in a loving relationship. We were, it was our child.
You were?
Well, yes. Okay, you're right.
I sure no, wasn't.
You're right. But at the same time, it's your child. So there was a level of, like, you then did the responsible thing to step into your fatherly role, where she's like, the kid's already 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm now just doing this basically because I've never even met the child for the love of this person. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you and Becca wouldn't have stayed together, you still would have been in your child's life.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. When you choose to be with someone like that, you're choosing the child.
Two of my best friends, one of them who was on this trip with.
Yeah.
His, well, we'll just call her his wife. She's still married to her previous husband. She has 3 kids from previous relationships that he'd helped take on.
Right.
And now they have a 4th kid together. At the time when she had 3 kids, dude, they started dating when we were like 25.
Okay, so they've been together a long time.
He was just, I mean, he took that shit on.
But he was down.
In a way, I mean, he was being like, their dads are going to be more involved than he thought.
That he was aware of.
Yeah, I mean, really, like, he's taken on a ton of it. Granted, like, their dads are great, but, like...
But did he have to be convinced?
I mean, I spent a lot of time trying to tell him that this was all a bad idea.
Right.
Because I was like, bro, what the hell about our lives right now?
And I'm not saying it's a good or bad idea. I'm more saying that, like, if one person's saying I'm not ready for this, I understand Nate being like, I'm looking for someone who is ready.
But it pushes you in anyway, whatever. I understand what you're saying. I'm just like, I have multiple friends who have
the situation.
Done this situation. My friend who just recently got engaged, bravissimo Matt guy.
What's up, dude?
To his lady, she has a kid from a previous thing, and he spent a long time in turmoil over like if he even wanted to take that responsibility on. Because it's, you know,
it's a lot. Yeah, of course.
It's a ton. But so
he's going to be serious about it.
I was just, I mean, yes, but you discover aspects of yourself when you're just willing to face the fears.
And sure.
So I was just extremely mad for like the obvious feelings they have for each other, that my favorite couple of the show was being torn apart and Nate wasn't fighting for her. And it was the only time that I've been upset with him the whole show. And so I was very, my tears turned to anger at that.
Blood rage.
And now we'll move on because I'm too emotionally attached to the situation.
And it's dead, so I can't talk about it
and
anymore.
Now it's done, dead and gone. And that's
I looked at it like, it's a tough one. But I agree with you. There is a fighting, you know, you could have gone like, I'm telling you right now, don't run from this, blah, blah, blah. But I definitely understand him also being like, thanks for telling me now, because I'm not looking here. I'm not here to convince
you. No, that's what I said.
You know what I mean?
I think he did a great job what he did. I wanted to see him fight.
Because I was thinking to myself, okay, let's say me and Jess broke up and I have Ember, whatever. And then I'm like seeing this girl and she's just like, I'm not ready to be a mom. I'd be like, I am not spending a lot of time here to try to convince you. Like, this is a lot of work. You need to be like ready for this.
When you put it like that, it'd be like, there's the door.
Right? That's what I'm saying. It could be a little offensive. Or
it's right there. What are you still doing
and
here?
I thought it was so mature of her to be like, I'm mad for this guy. I absolutely am falling in love with him, but I know myself and I'm not ready for that.
Well, yeah,
so it felt like they both handled it really well.
I just think, I mean, I remember when I was like, thinking of myself where I was like, I don't look at myself as being ready for a relationship, therefore I'm not relationship material, where it was like, no, like just
let alone father material.
Accepting being in a relationship is how you become ready, is how you become relationship material. Just navigating it, going through it is how you become.
Also, what is relationship material? Because everybody's relationship's different. So the material for you,
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, there's people. Well,
this
what?
Is why I'm like, what was I even like?
You mean like you have a great job and you're responsible? Like, what is it? What is that means your marriage is going to last because you have a good job and you wake up early in the morning and you go to the gym? Like, we all know that doesn't matter. Everyone's relationship's different.
That's
your point.
So, anyway, whatever. Okay. Like we said, it's dead and gone. Another topic I want to discuss is that they are in Amsterdam and no one seems to talk about what Amsterdam is known for.
Cheese.
Yeah, apparently Amsterdam is
known for rivers.
Cheese and tulips.
Cheese, tulips, and rivers. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about because that's all anyone ever has known Amsterdam
for. Oh, bikes.
Bicycling. A
lot of bicycling.
Cheese and tulips.
Yeah.
And the canals, and that's all.
That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, that's what Amsterdam
is. And I've heard
about.
Amsterdam has some like house, like experimental housing that's pretty, like on the water,
pretty
which
cool
is interesting.
Architecture. Mm-hmm. They're like some of the houses are like they're leaning, but then the windows are like straight, but like the houses are all leaning on each other.
So you're talking it's about really that no cute. One was bringing up about like the leaning houses.
Yeah, no one talked about the architecture.
Yeah,
and that was really disappointing.
Because that's why I watch 20-year-olds go to Amsterdam
or the public park spaces where people gather.
Because I remember growing up and being like, oh, all the 20-year-olds want to go to Amsterdam because of the bicycling and the canals.
And honestly, the cafe culture.
It is very chill. Like
there's
a cappuccino,
really
hang
chill
out.
Cafe culture there. No one wanted to, no one, we didn't, there wasn't a mention about any of this.
No one touched on any of this stuff.
No. I was just like, are we seriously going to be here and not bring up any of this? Granted, they did do the dominatrix thing, which was like,
yeah, they were
kind of
hinting at some stuff there. The whipping.
But I was like, are we really like ABC? Like, you're not going to show like, oh, we're not going to show any of the red light district. We're not going to show like
any weed stuff,
even though it's legal.
Yeah, but I guess it's censorship. It's still
not
Americans,
even the fact that it's legal.
No,
there,
but it doesn't matter. It's
legal
Americans
here.
What is
weed?
Oh, but I still no. But it's not federally, isn't it? It's just state. So you, I know I still on these, I still think on TV, you can't say even say smoked weed. You can't show weed. You can't do any of that stuff. So like they have to be able to do that. Like they can't show a joint. You know, now I one thing I will tell you, and you know this too, working, you know, like your dad's in TV. I work in music behind the scenes with a lot of people. We do know that the crew
is chiefing was down.
Absolutely going to those cafes and 1,000% getting blasted on day off.
1,000%.
The crew was going crazy.
They're getting high quality hash. Because that's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. You do not go to Amsterdam for weed. You don't go for flower weed. California, Oregon, Washington. That's the best weed in the entire world.
Okay.
You don't go to Europe and smoke marijuana. You go to Europe and you buy hash. It's a hash culture. Got it. And it's the fucking best hash in the world.
Got it.
Moroccan hash. That's what you want.
All right.
You don't bubble bag, none of that bullshit. That's what we get here. Bubble bag.
Sorry, bubble bag.
Yeah, you don't want that. You want Moroccan hash.
That's what you want.
That's what you want, ladies and gentlemen.
I've always said that.
And you get, I know.
I've told you about it.
I'm stealing the words out of your mouth. Yeah, thank I apologize. You. But that's what you want. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm just like, also, dude, mushrooms are everywhere there.
Oh yeah.
Is that
legal? Oh yeah, mushrooms are legal.
Where did
there?
They go in the city? They had to go out, they had to get out of the city center.
to avoid those things.
To go to places where people actually like live in Amsterdam, because if you're in the city center, it's everywhere.
It was funny when they were on that date and it was just like, the tulips here I've heard are beautiful.
Dude, then there's no tulips anywhere even like, near Amsterdam.
When I was in Amsterdam, I don't remember tulips.
You have to drive so far out of like, that's a Netherlands thing. That's like
the Dutch.
Yes, that is that's the country that like, yes, right. It's there, but like Amsterdam sure as shit.
I've never heard someone go, oh, we're going over to Amsterdam because the tulips are
things
wild.
Things Amsterdam is known for that aren't mushrooms and weed is Anne Frank.
Right.
And then the second one is the Van Gogh Museum.
Yes.
Which I was like, why didn't they go to the Van Gogh Museum and look at art?
There could have been some simple.
The Bachelor's so cheap. They would have had to rent out the Van Gogh Museum, which is like a massive tourist attraction. Sure. So they just like weren't going to pull it off.
But they could have done like something in front of it.
It's like going to Paris and they don't go to the Louvre. They don't even go to where the fucking glass domes are. They just
go
like,
to the Arc de Triomphe.
They go to a bench.
And they're like, this is some weird place.
They didn't
Paris.
Even rent bicycles.
I know. No one biked around.
So anyway, these were things I really needed to clear. Both Evan and I needed to clear the air.
The air has been cleared.
On that.
Okay, broads, one more interruption. So at the end of a long day, sometimes you just need to wind down. We all know that feeling, right? Your to-do list was somehow longer at the end of the day than it was at the beginning of the day. Every single thing that could go wrong did go wrong. Your boss woke up on the wrong side of the bed. You just need something to take the edge off. When I have days like that and need to relax, I have been loving the gummies from Delta Munchies lately. So I have to tell you broads about them because I hope you love them too, especially if you've tried other cannabis products and haven't been a huge fan.
Yeah, and so the reason why is because Delta Munchies is making a whole line of products with an entirely new cannabinoid. It's called HHC. So if you've tried THC before and you maybe found it to be way too much for you and then you tried CBD products and they just didn't cut it, maybe try the HHC products from Delta Munchies because it has a psychoactive property in it. So it does give you a little cerebral, relaxing body experience, but it's in a reduced level compared to THC products. So it's just a relaxing experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Delta Munchies products are legal in all 50 states and can be purchased online and shipped right to your door. They have pens, tinctures, and my personal favorite, the gummies. When CBD alone just isn't cutting it for me, I take a bite of my Delta Munchies gummy and I get that relaxing euphoria.
Delta Munchies is revolutionizing the way you find relief, and they even ship straight to your door for free so you can skip the line at the dispensary altogether. You can shop online at deltamunchies.com and use code chatty20 for 20% off your first order. Again, that's deltamunchies.com. Use code chatty20 for 20% off your whole order.
Okay, Rachel and Zach date. I feel like their date should have just said,
you mean
like
Barbie and Ken?
Yeah, but I feel like their date should have said like brought to you by Breyers vanilla bean ice cream. Because they're just so like down the middle, but they're kind of like
white people. Just like down there, just like Hallmark white people.
They're so
thank you.
They're very Hallmarky.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like brought to you by mayonnaise. Mayonnaise like, and cheese sandwiches.
They're like a 1950s Coca-Cola Christmas commercial.
They really are. They're just like, isn't it wonderful here? And he's like, golly gee, it is.
Yeah. It's like Pleasantville before sex gets introduced.
What do you call, what's the... Like the Stepford, remember that whole like thing where like everybody's robots and shit. Like they're really like sweet, but they're definitely like just yeah, everything's perfect. Pleasantville, 100%. But dude, I will say this about him: he loves her
totally.
Like I don't think I've ever seen someone on these dates. Usually, people are trying to kind of play a game a little bit. You know, the normal dating game. Like I don't want to give it all away. I'm trying to build a little suspense. He's just like, I love you. I want you to meet my parents. We're gonna get married. You say when.
Yeah.
Like, he's not doing any sort of, I'm trying to build some
suspense.
She's
got him in the back pocket. And she
she's
knows
like,
that.
Okay, cool. He's good to go. I got him ready. Let's see what's going on.
He can sit on the back burner. And she's just got to feel out the other guys that are.
But they seem madly connected.
Now, of the other guys, Cheese Date, who surprises me, who constantly surprises me, is Babyface Tyler.
I keep thinking he's gone.
The dude's got guns.
He's jacked. He looked like a superhero and he was out first.
Tino was like, dude, all these other guys, he's like, all these other guys obviously work out.
He's like, but I have heart. But he did, that was pure will.
Pure will.
I mean, everyone else had like six pack abs, chest, everything. And he was just like, I will not lose.
Yeah.
This cheese contest.
They're the poor guy who's like, I am lactose intolerant.
He's like, but because she likes cheese today, I guess I like cheese.
And that for me was where I'm like, no, dude, stand your ground and just be like, I'm actually lactose intolerant. So like, are we going to eat cheese or like, what are we doing?
Are we just doing cheese competition?
Because if we're eating it, like for everybody's sake, get me some lactaid pills.
Yes.
Pronto.
Can I get some, or can I do vegan cheese?
Which is something like I would be like, yeah, stand out. That's a great move. Mm-hmm. Because I will say like the biggest mistake you can make on first dates is to be too agreeable.
Yeah. To just be, oh, whatever you want. Oh, where do you want to go? Oh, you like this? You like this? Yeah.
It'd be like, oh, actually, no, like I'm actually allergic to cheese. You can order it all you want. It doesn't bother me. But for everyone's sake, I should not be fed the milk stuff.
Or like, you want to go here for a dinner? Like, I think that place is really good.
Actually, that place sucks. And I don't like it at all. Like, really? It's my favorite. Oh, why?
Whatever you want.
Yeah, and that's conflict is sexy.
Conflict is a little sexy.
And there's nothing sexier than lactose intolerant conflict.
There's nothing hotter than on a date telling someone you're going to be shooting diarrhea out if you eat that. They love that. People love hearing about that.
Do you know what death smells like? Because if you want that, I can eat that cheese if that's what you like.
Would you like to hear me? Have apocalyptic sounds in your bathroom when you get to your place?
If you want to hear abnormal noises coming from my gut, like
do you know that comedian Sebastian Maniscalco? He's like kind of Italian style guy, but he talks about how on his first date with his wife, like she's like really, they went to an Italian place and she ordered like tiramisu or something, but he's lactose intolerant and he's like, I just ate it, just stomach it, and he's like, I would like go to, and he's like, I was at her place and we were about to hook up, he's like, hey, you restroom real quick, and he's like farting in her towels. Like, to not make the sound. And he's just like,
I saw this meme of a dude, like, just like that
dude,
giant.
Lactose has to be the worst thing. I'm not lactose, but I can't imagine having like brutal, you know, stomach like, pain. Dude, that those early days when you're like terrified to do anything like that in front of someone is so anxious. It's so much anxiety.
At this point, I have to remember not to fart in public.
Are you a farter in front of her? Like, do you just rip huge farts?
I have absolutely
no qualms,
reservations whatsoever about passing gas. And it's to the point where, like, I have almost no reservations about a lot of things I should probably
now, will
have
you,
reservations
are you
about.
Now, you have a couple that, like, poops in front of each other while you're talking?
No.
Okay.
No, but I, like, if I'm itchy, I itch.
Your butt? What do you
whatever,
mean itch?
Whatever, dude. Anything that itches
will be itched.
I will itch it. And I will be working the front desk, talking to someone mid-conversation and be like, oh yeah, I'm not supposed to do that.
Right, because you get too comfortable.
I'm just used to like working, like, you know, I'm just used to existing in like a very informal state.
Got it.
And so it's just like not.
Yeah.
To me, this is what the effect, this is what the lockdown did to me. This is my thing post-lockdown, is all of my you know, things that we're supposed to do for all my manners are just totally gone.
Well, you know what the lockdown did to me?
What?
Shorts.
Mm. You like shorts now?
Big shorts guy.
I love shorts.
I used to be a shorts guy when I was young. And then I was like a black, you know, I was in music, black jeans guy for like.
Yeah, what is that about music and just black stuff all the time?
It's kind of like uniform, you know, it's like it's style mixed with like, you know, whatever you're doing. And like, you know, there's kind of a general vibe to what genre of music you're in, blah, blah. Anyway, the pandemic put me back in shorts. Now, I will say this. I don't think Jess appreciates one thing about my fashion now.
Okay.
Biggest problem with my fashion now is that I wear the same thing all the time.
Mm.
And I need to kind of start like shifting it. Jess will be like, Jess is really sweet. She actually never says it. But I'll see the look. But she's like fashionista. But like I'll come out and she'll give me the look and be like, and you just catch it. And it's like, I'm sorry, I'm wearing the same thing again.
Becca can't even have the conversation with me.
What do you mean?
She'll just be like, I'll just be like, because I have this and then I have suits.
Right. They're very different.
So she'll just be like, it's date night. I'll be like, great. And I just basically like have what I have and I'll just like put on pants. I'll just be like, all right, I'm ready to go.
And she's like, again?
Just whatever. It's just like, what, I'll wear a sweatshirt and a hat and just be like, cool, I'm ready. It's a nice sweatshirt.
Right.
I don't understand what the problem is. I look nice. Like, you look nice for like a 15-year-old.
Right. My thing is I can dress up because I still have some cool clothes. It's the day-to-day that's the problem for me. So if we have a date night, I can turn it on because I have some cool clothes. But the problem is the day-to-day where it's like I've worn the same shorts for a month. I've worn the same shoes for a month. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a little bit Evan, like, let's not do this again and again. And it's time for me to change, you guys.
One of the saddest parts of the surf trip was that my Chatty Bros tie-dye got ripped off me in the water.
Oh, you were wearing a shirt in the water? It was like a rash guard?
Yeah.
Like a rash guard.
I don't want to wear a rash guard. It's like rash guard.
Unless you're a pro surfer, that's kind of gnarly.
Rash guard's for boogie boarders.
Right.
I was wearing...
Pro surfers and boogie boarders.
Yeah, just... And only in competition. Right. It's like, no one just wears a rash guard.
Right.
You wear a t-shirt. But I had the tie-dyed Chatty Bros shirt on, and I got just worked, and it literally...
Ripped
off. The force of me just cartwheeling on the floor of the...
Because you ate it?
Yeah, we were on like this sand. It was like a sand break. Like it was a beach break. Just like
a bar
barreling right on where it broke. Like it was breaking onto like 2 feet of water.
That's what causes the barrel,
just
right?
It's heavy.
Just like
And I was just in the washing machine, and it fully ripped my shirt off my body, and I was just like, "How? How did that happen?"
You went in with a shirt. You came out with no shirt.
I've never had that happen, and I was like, "I'm all the shirts too." I was like, it was such a sick shirt to be surfing.
But why would you be? Oh, it was a sick. You should have taken. Did you take a picture in it? You should have taken a picture in it.
Dude, I don't even know. We were like,
did you bring any like water cameras to like?
No.
Dude, is that corny or is that
guys,
just bad?
The guys
that would have been sick. You should have taken some stuff.
Don't like. We were literally like, oh, this would be a cool photo idea.
No and one
we
had were like, anything. No yeah, GoPro. Throw me a beer. Not even a GoPro. Nothing.
We were more concerned about like.
Where's the beer?
Where's the beer? Do we have beer? Where is it? And then about anything else. And I think we were like, we talked about some photo ideas and then we just like, oh, we just didn't do it.
Right.
I don't know. We talked about so many photo ideas.
And then never had
And we
one.
Talked about a lot of ideas for the guy to take photos to advertise his thing, but we sure shit weren't going to take them.
All right, let's jump back in.
Yeah.
We got distracted. I want to talk about Tino.
Baby back bitch.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. I want my baby back, baby baby. I want my baby back, baby back, baby.
Baby back, bitch. In barbecue sauce.
No chilies, baby back, bitch.
In barbecue sauce.
By the way, can I?
Good. You have range, Evan.
I mean,
you have the low notes. You have my low notes. I go in barbecue sauce. Like I don't really have it.
Barbecue sauce.
Yeah, you have it. I've got the but I don't.
Okay, let's talk about this. First of all, before we get into Tino, what is a baby back bitch? Can someone explain that to me?
I don't know, but it's funny.
I don't know what that term is.
It was really funny though when he said
it was like he was. It's one thing to use it as a funny term, To be like, if you were like, stop being a baby back bitch. Ha 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 ha. But to be like, dude, what's with Tino? He's being a baby back bitch. It's like, what?
It's kind of out of pocket.
It's out of pocket entirely, bro. I would say it's equivalent to like being, if he would have been like, dude, Tino's being such a butt face.
I really wish that that was what they had said. Yeah, I don't know. He's being a little bit of a butt face.
He's like, what's with Tino? He's like a total butthole right now. It's like, what?
I love a when
baby
people say
back
that.
Bitch.
It's so funny to me.
That's
but
one
also
of one.
Like, what was he crying about? I just don't get it. Like,
what do you mean, Tyler?
Tino.
Okay.
What's the deal? Like, okay, you won the cheese contest. So that means Rachel's supposed to like you?
No, he didn't get the rose.
For winning the cheese.
Okay, but we saw this last week too with Tino. You remember when she canceled the group date because of the Logan situation? Mm-hmm. He goes, do you remember what he said to her during their kind of like...
Oh, he went up to her and he was like really upset about it.
No, he goes, the fact that you canceled the group date made me feel very unseen. That's right. And she's like, oh. And then he gets her to be like, insecurity, definitely. I look at him as like, we see this with a couple guys every time. It's the, wait, you said no to me? That's on you. Thing. That's what's going on right now. Like, Tino's straight up that guy who's like, listen, I won the contest. He even said during the episode, I hit every point. I don't know why I didn't get the rose. Like, he's like, what more do you want? I'm good looking. I'm cool. I did the cheese contest.
I checked all the boxes,
he said. It's like, it's those guys that turn it into, this isn't a competition. It's just me and you and these other guys are here. And then when they don't get what they want, they get like tweaked. They're like, I'm getting pissed, honestly.
Do you know who? It's so funny to me. You know who is, who I thought did a good and a bad job where I was like, wow, you're a total douchebag, but you're the kind of like asshole girls just end up liking.
Okay.
Was Stockbroke Boy from West Palm Beach on Gabby's date.
Stockbroke Boy.
When they did
Gabby's date.
West Palm Beach, Florida Boy. When they were doing the dominatrix thing. And the Dom is like, I will whip you if you're lying. And she's like, how many have you slept with over 10 women?
And
instead of just going, yeah, he just goes, do you know who I am?
You're talking about
and he's just silent.
Johnny?
He's silent. Let me see the picture. Yes.
Yes.
And she's silent and she goes 20 and he's like,
he's like,
and she's like hundreds and he's like, pumpkin. I would have just been like, there's the door. There's the fucking door, you loser.
Why didn't you just say yes?
Like, it's instead of just being like, like, yeah, do you know who you're talking to?
Remember they had a one-on-one last week.
Do you know who you're talking to?
I kind of loved it just for the sake of like,
I hate it.
I like it because it like, I like that he wasn't, I'm not saying it was a great move, but I do appreciate the fact that he was one of the few guys that wasn't like, this is so awkward. You know what I mean? Like, so he kind of leaned in and was just like, yeah.
That's why I was like, that's why I'm saying he's the kind of like, he's the douchebag asshole girls like that. It's like, you just don't be like, okay, yeah, like you're a fun dude.
Right.
But in that moment, you're like, dude, like there's nothing wrong with it. It's just like the way you answered it. Like, have you slept with over 10 women? Do you know who I am?
Does a bear shit in the woods?
Like, what?
Well, dude, we're back at the Bachelor, just like, or the Bachelor, Bachelorette franchise, like, has to do these sexual things.
Okay,
they literally can't stop being like, let's put these people in sexually compromising positions that make everyone uncomfortable.
This is, like, so weird to me about, like, our country of, like, this sexual insecurity of our, like, of where we're
like
at with this stuff.
It's a big joke that we're talking about penises and
God, dude.
Vaginas and we're talking about sex and everyone's like, ah! And it's like they make it that way because of the way they treat it.
The cheese contest where it's like, obviously producers told Rachel to be like, and if you want to take your shirt off, it's okay.
Right.
Now, what was funny as hell to me was the like Dutch women who were there just like, the Dutch cheese ladies watching the men take their shirt off were psyched.
Oh, they were cheering. Do you hear everybody cheering?
They were very excited about them taking their shirts off, especially the old women.
Yeah, they were like, finally some action in this cheese town.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Like, we don't get all the action in the outskirts here, in Cheeseville.
In Cheeseville, in Cheese Town.
Because this is definitely not downtown.
No.
But yeah, Tony, it was interesting to watch him because it was like, he was always this kind of like suave, like cool guy. And all of a sudden, even the way he started talking, it's just like, what the fuck's going on? Like,
he's no longer.
I thought he was like this cool, suave guy. Now, all of a sudden, he's like kind of spoiled kid vibes.
He no longer has Twiler energy to me. Speaking of which, actually, I was just thinking of this. Can we check in on Twiler? What's he up to?
I did see that he was dating someone, and what's then they IG recently broke right up.
Now? What's going on with Twiler?
We gotta wrap this recap up.
Doesn't everyone want to know what's happening with Twiler though? Does everyone get alerts about what Twiler's up to except me?
Oh, we gotta talk about.
I just want to see
COVID.
Twiler, this isn't him. 37K. No, can't be Twiler.
That's definitely not Twiler.
It's just Twiler. This guy. I gotta give up to his account is just. Twiler.
Whoa. You know how many people have probably offered him millions for that?
Everyone who's named Twiler looks exactly like someone who would be named Twiler.
Twiler's very I think what happens is that you're named Twiler and then you turn into a Twiler.
Twiler Cameron, 2.2 million followers.
Dude.
Twiler. Dude, my dude is still just Twilering it up. Are you kidding me?
Twiler, dude.
Look at Twiler, dude. What the heck?
Modeling.
Twiler.
Modeling.
And dude, Twiler.
Imagine going from a construction job in like the middle of USA to like being a world famous good looking guy that just like.
That's all he's famous for is just being ridiculously. You know in Zoolander when they're like. What more to life is there than just being ridiculously good looking?
Yeah, that's him.
That's literally him.
Twiler better not go to a gas station anytime soon.
No, definitely not. Although, no, it's really his friends that shouldn't.
Yeah.
And then here he is just on a boat full of girls, just Twilering it up.
Just like, what would that be like?
Cute dog photo, getting kissed by dogs. Just Twiler.
What would it be like to be that good looking to where you just walk around and people go, whoa. Twiler. But just where people go, whoa, like, did you see that guy?
If the James Bond women were men, they'd all be Twiler.
Yes.
Like, that's what.
But just like, what would that be like to be like cruising around as a guy and just be like so good looking that like everyone looks at you and just like, whoa, look at that guy. Every guy, every girl, everybody who's just like, whoa, did you see that guy? And then they're just like, would you want to come hang out with us? And hey, you want to come on our boat?
Twiler, can we get your
book deal?
Get your thoughts on this? And he's like, dude, I love pizza.
And he goes, you know what I always say? Twiler
loves pizza.
No, and he might be the super smartest guy, but it's more just like, that would be dope. It would be so cool just to be that good looking where people are just like, oh, right this way, sir.
To be ridiculously good-looking.
Let's talk about the Logan situation.
How did he get it?
We know nothing. All we know is that the way that he came in, the way that Jesse came in was like, Gabby, I'm so sorry to tell you this. This is insane, but something's happened. That's what he said, like, something's happened.
I know.
And he's like, Logan got COVID-19. He's totally fine. Everything's fine. We're just letting you know.
And dude,
something happened.
I love that she's like, okay, first and foremost, I hope he's okay. You know, it's like all you could tell that was written on Gabby's face is like, what next?
Yeah.
Right. What next to just plague my bachelorette experience? What next? Because this is turning out to just be a load of crap.
What I think it is. So I think the conspiracy is this. I think that. It's clearly the producers in the show trades off every week. Bad week for Gabby. Bad week for Rachel. Bad week for Gabby, right? Last week, Rachel went through it.
Yeah.
Tough roast ceremony. Then Logan comes in and goes, I don't want to be with you, right? They go, Well, Gabby had to say goodbye to Nate, but that was her choice. We gotta make her pay this week. It's her week to be in pain. Rachel's having a good week with Zach, having a good week with the other guys.
So do you think they drugged him with COVID?
No, I think my conspiracy must just be that they're like, we have to figure something out with this. So we're just going to tell him that he can't come to the, there was an issue.
They were like, let's put him on the park bench where there's, tell all these people to like, just go breathe on him. Like,
no, because here's my thing. They would have done a video camera. They would have done a, hey guys, what's up? I'm in my room. I got COVID. I know. Sucks.
You think it's fake?
I don't know, but I'm going, you would have heard from him. He would have posted a video, you know, they would have done a video, been like, hey guys, this is a message from Logan. He just wanted to talk to you, Gabby, and say he's so sorry what happened, or he, you know, what, there would have been something. But it was just, there's been an occurrence. It's like he got abducted by aliens. So I think they're trying to even the playing field, like always. They're trying to hurt somebody. They're trying to hurt either Gabby or Rachel for the week.
Or they'll make her go through the rose ceremony. Didn't they?
No. Yes, rose ceremony, but they canceled
the cocktail party,
even though
Logan could have just
even though Jesse
gone.
Goes in to tell everyone, so already you're not like quarantining or anything.
No,
and then they do the roast. So it's like, what
if
are we
you're
doing?
You're
going
to do the roast ceremony. Why didn't you do the cocktail party? But Logan,
Gabby's
can't,
just sitting there in her dress, ready.
Logan can't do the roast ceremony.
Mm-mm.
So remind me what happened. Does he go? Does he get sent home?
No, you just never hear from him again for right now. He just doesn't exist.
Who did Gabby send home?
Gabby
sent home. Does Logan just
get
to float through this because he has COVID? So now just he's going to go to hometowns?
No, he marries her. No, they give. I like the idea of he, because he gets COVID, he goes all the way to the end and then just shows up last day.
Yeah.
And he wins just by default.
It's a move.
But anyway, Spencer goes home. But I wasn't shocked by that. I mean, it's kind of like, that's kind of what I saw coming. Wait, what were we
honestly
talking about?
This was one of the least traumatic roast ceremonies.
Yeah, just so the COVID thing was very suspicious because they didn't even do it in a way that was like, guys, you got COVID. We're going to do a quick lockdown. You know what I mean? It was very weird because it was like, hey guys, he got COVID. Even though I'm talking to you, even though everyone's been around him, even though we've all done this. And then also,
and all of you had to just take like an emergency test right now.
Yeah. And then they would have done some more like kind of, they would have shown behind the scenes, like figure, but it was just very like, all right, then we'll get back in the room and do our thing and continue. It was really weird. And even the way he walked in, he goes, there's been an occurrence. It's so like, what the fuck? Like,
did I tell you about, I didn't tell you about this, but during, I had a bachelor dream while I was on the surf trip.
Whoa.
In which I fought Jesse Palmer.
Are you for real?
Yeah. I was a contestant on the show and we had to do a knot tying competition and we had to do like old Boy Scout knots, but they gave me pieces of wood instead of ropes.
You're like, this is slightly rigged.
And I was like, this doesn't go.
this will be difficult.
And Jesse was like, oh, just like fray it like string cheese or whatever. And I was like, are you an idiot? And
Let's get this straight. You had a dream that you were on the show and you had a competition with Jesse Palmer to tie ropes.
So he was hosting it.
And they
I gave, was competing against the other contestants. Okay.
They
all
gave
got ropes.
You specifically wood.
They gave me wood. Sort of like when they do the photo shoots and everyone else gets a costume and someone else just gets a leaf, you know? And it's like,
oh yeah, or like, yeah, like some guy gets like a beautiful suit and the other guy gets a baby costume.
And so they gave me pieces of wood instead of ropes.
He's like, fray it out, make it like a bamboo, like a, one of those chairs or something.
And I got stressed out and I started arguing with Jesse about the impossibility of competing in the competition with sticks of wood, and he told me to peel them into pieces like string cheese, at which point we devolved into wrestling.
Oh, that wouldn't have gone well.
I was championing and then I was like kicking him in the butt, which didn't bode well for me as a contestant. And then I woke up and I was texting Becca about it and I was like, just so you know, like, I was just like the, and when I woke up, it was so vivid. I was still like in it emotionally. And I was just like, then I was like deconstructing my behavior on it. And I was like,
you were insecure about the way you acted on a fake show in a fake dream.
I was like, I should have realized that producers were fucking with me. And I was like, and
even though it was a dream,
and they got under my skin, and I fully cracked. And then like, it felt so real that I was almost going to bring up, like, I would probably be behaving like Tino on the show. I don't think I'd perform very well.
You'd be like, hey, I didn't feel very seen when you made me tie with wood.
I think that they would like, I'd be like, why are we all holding cheese up? They would have like put like more like you know, like I don't know. They would have just compromised me in some way, and I was just not I didn't handle it well. And I got like a sneak peek.
You know, that happens.
How weird is that? Yeah, I beat up Jesse Palmer in my dream, and that was
very weird.
Pretty funny.
We should do an episode where we talk about dreams, weird dreams we've had. I've got some weird ones.
Yeah.
Well, we love you guys. We hope you have a great weekend. I'm glad you had a great surf trip. That sounds amazing,
man. Thank you, dude.
I want a little trip like that. Can I go on a golf surf
trip? We're talking about going to Nicaragua for my Nica trip for my bachelor party.
That'd be sick.
May, June-ish.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm there. Mm-hmm. Even if I'm not invited.
There's golf courses there too. Really? So yeah, we'd be going on the Colorado's beach. So it's like
That sounds amazing.
Just good waves in front and then golf courses in the back.
Dude, there would be nothing more epic than like surfing and then golfing.
Surf and turf.
Surf and turf. Ooh. Like that. I just caught it. Love you guys. Have a great weekend. We will see you next week for week 7 of the batch. Whatever random shit we get up to. Peace and love. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back.
Baby back, bitch.
Baba Gizal. Bye, Chetson.